York Region is urging more residents in younger age bands to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Acting Medical Officer of Health Dr. Richard Gould noted residents aged 25 to 29 has the lowest vaccination rate in York Region at 78.5%. He said in a November 1 update that younger individuals should get vaccinated, as the region pushes to reach its target of 90% of residents vaccinated. "We'd really like to see more uptake in this age group and strongly recommend all residents in their 20s to get vaccinated as soon as possible," Gould said. "You cannot rely on your age to protect you. We have seen young adults fall seriously ill to the virus, even with no underlying health conditions. The younger end of the age spectrum has had fewer people get COVID-19 vaccinations in York Region, including 18 to 19, 81.7%, 30 to 34, 81.8%, and 20 to 24, 82.4%. In contrast, Gould noted several older age bands have already reached more than 90% vaccinated, including 75 to 79, 94.6%, and 40 to 44, 93.5%. Overall, 87.7% of York Region residents aged 12 and older have received a COVID-19 vaccine. Although COVID-19 cases in York Region have been steady or declining in the last month, Gould said caution is still necessary as the holiday season approaches. "The cooler temperatures will have us spending more time indoors, and many of us are looking forward to seeing family and friends," Gould said. "We are also noticing a trend where individuals are not going to get tests right away if they develop symptoms. It is important to get tested right away, even if you are fully vaccinated." Newmarket saw a COVID-19 outbreak among vaccinated hockey players in a men's league in October, which led to the death of a fully vaccinated 75-year-old Barrie area resident. Gould said unvaccinated individuals remain much more vulnerable to COVID-19 and have been about 12 times more likely to contract the virus in York Region over the past 2 months. But he said cases can still emerge in vaccinated people as public health restrictions, such as capacity limits, are lifted. "Although vaccinations are very effective, there is still a chance you can contract and spread COVID-19, Gould said. "We all have a role to play, which includes following current public health measures."